It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, if you're looking for Canes gear or Dolphins gear, check out caneswear.com or Caneswear on University Drive in Davie. Cugno, you can watch him on CBS4 in Miami. You can watch him host Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4 as well. I'm going to take it easy on you, Cugno. I'm not going to bring you into the ridiculousness that is this show. I'm going to ask you to start with a quick prediction. Saturday, Canes and Louisville. Sunday, Dolphins and Colts. Who you got?
I got Canes by double digits in Louisville. Ooh. And I think it's going to be close against the Colts, but this is a game the Dolphins have to have. To me, they had to come out of this stretch 3-3 at least to save their season, and so I think they get it done.
Because they're better, though, this is the conversation that we're having, because the Dolphins, if you go quarterback to quarterback, you can make a case for both team. But the other parts of the roster, I think the Dolphins are just a better team, no?
Yeah, what scares me with the quarterback, and not to take anything away from Tyler Huntley and his athleticism, but Anthony Richardson, I just think he's such a wild card in that you don't know what you're going to get. It kind of reminds me of early days of Josh Allen, where he could use his legs and go absolutely crazy on you or something. He can throw the hell out of the ball, as we know. So it's just, what are we going to get out of him, especially coming off an injury with the oblique? So that's where I think it's a little bit of a toss-up. If you get just stupid athletic, going nuts Anthony Richardson, that worries me for the Dolphins, especially with that defense all banged up.
And, Mike, on with both teams, Mario and Mike McDaniel being the head coach, do you judge coaches off after having a bye week? Because we know Solana actually said something I didn't know. Like, I think the Canes lost 7 of 8 games, you know, coming off the bye week. But we all know, like, Andy Reid is like 90% coming off a bye week. Do you judge coaches off having that extra week to prepare for that following team? Speaking of Mario and Mike.
Yeah, you know, and it went – past Mario, it's been a weird thing with the Canes. I think it's leaked into like 2-3 coaching staffs now off the bye week. So it's just been bad. But I think Miami, the Hurricanes, are at a point where their talent is so it's finally there. The talent has turned the corner. As much as we're going to talk about, oh, Miami's always more talented than the team they are facing, that has not truly been the case. I would say the last like 5-6 years, but Mario Cristobal has finally, I think, turned it in that direction where you're seeing them outlast teams, where even if they're falling behind, they are playing with fire. Yes. And the thing that is maybe up against them more than anything is the clock in some of these games. But to me, I think I'm seeing a change in the Hurricanes where, you know, we always expect that one loss, you know, they dropped that game to NC State. They dropped that game to Georgia Tech. Obviously, they've had these close games, but it sounds like the players are tired of that perception because this players only meeting. You know, I talked to Xavier Restrepo this week. He was telling me he doesn't necessarily think that meeting happened a couple years ago. You know, the fact that they're cognizant of that and they're tired of that being the narrative around them, to me, that gives me a little bit more faith that they can kind of drop that perception of their team. And in terms of the Dolphins needed the bye week. Right, they needed to be healthy. You're talking about a Raheem Mostert that now feels fully healthy after the chest injury, and that's going to be huge. Their run game is healthy. If Devon Achane is out there 100%, you see what Jalen Wright gives you. They can lean on that run game, I think, after what we saw what they did to the Patriots. and that can help them. So I'm not necessarily worried about, you know, the past successes or failures coming off the bye week with either team.
What about Mike McDaniel? Because you're around the team, you go to the facility, and you're there for the press conferences. How has Mike McDaniel, in your opinion, handled, I would say, his first real bout of adversity, right? Like, they go to the playoffs, yeah. They don't, you know, it doesn't end the way they want it to the first couple of seasons, the end of the season. Like, but it's not real adversity because they had great success during both seasons and they did make the playoffs. This season has been real adversity for him. He has been criticized, rightfully so, by the way, for what happened in Seattle and even that night in Buffalo that Tua got injured. So how has he handled it, in your opinion?
To me, I look, do you see any changes, right? And I haven't seen any changes, like, personality-wise, whether it's in the press conferences or even just out on the field when he's walking around talking to players. Yeah, it's been a challenging year, but to me, his demeanor hasn't necessarily changed. And he'll admit that, you know, that game against New England was a gotta-have-it type of game. So he does. It's not like downplaying the importance of each of these games while waiting for Tua to come back. That's certainly not it. But the fact that you want your leader to be kind of a steady hand, and you don't want him to be too up, you don't want him to be too down. They have to be level-headed at this stage, because otherwise, you get probably situations like you see in Philadelphia where Nick Sirianni's yelling at fans. And although I love that, I think from an entertainment value, that's great. I'm sure Eagles fans aren't exactly thrilled with the fact that when things go bad, this guy's that up and down and that emotional on the swings. So to me, it seems like Mike has been very even keel. And I think that's what you want, especially when things are going south. It doesn't seem like there's a panic.
And Mike, with Mike McDaniel, and to kind of piggyback off Hawk's question, where it's that high-flying stuff. We still talk about the Denver 70-point game. You know, Tua's top three in all categories at quarterback. Airing it out, we have Tyreek Hill. I would say top three guaranteed in the league or in the world at receiver. You just paid Waddle. Like, you have all these top rated, you know, speedsters. But now you have to settle in. They won the game 15-10. Last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just brought up Mostert, Achan, and Kalen Wright. Where is Mike McDaniel ready to have that ground pound, you know, win it late team? Because I don't think that's his DNA.
I disagree. He's a run game coordinator coming up. So I think, to me, that's kind of his bread and butter. And I think for the Dolphins, everything had always started off the run game. So the fact that they're able to look, even in that game against Denver last year where they scored 70 points, I think they ran the ball like 40 times. So to me, it starts with the run. And look, I know that game against New England was ugly, but if you isolate that second half, to me, that was one of the better halves of football the Dolphins had played all season. Might be their best half of football since week one. So that's where I'm using as, you know, a springboard moving forward. I would have loved for them to not have the bye week, because I wanted to see it continue over into the next game. We had to wait, you know, the extra few days. But the fact that they were able to get healthy, especially in the backfield, I think that's only a benefit. And I know Dolphin fans, it's been a tough season, and I'm not trying to just paint everything with flowers and roses here. It's been tough. But if you just isolate what we saw against the Patriots in that second half and who your opponent is this week, a struggling Colts team, that's what makes me feel good about this game.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.